Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. President Joe Biden said Friday a retaliatory attack by Iran against Israel will happen sooner rather than later. He warned Tehran against the attack.
What's your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't. We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel. And Iran will not succeed. Thank you very much.
Israel has been on alert ever since the IDF struck Iran's embassy in Damascus, killing a top Iranian general. Also on Friday, the Pentagon said it's moving additional assets to the region to protect U.S. troops. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency said Friday bomb-laden drones struck Europe's largest nuclear power station at Zaporizhzhia, now under control of the Russian military. Russia blamed Ukraine, calling the attacks nuclear terrorism. Kyiv denied responsibility. IAEA Director Rafael Mariano Grossi said three containment structures with six nuclear power reactors sustained three direct hits. And the Pentagon announced Friday it's providing Ukraine with thousands of weapons from Iran seized while bound for Yemen. It's the Biden administration's latest batch of emergency military support for Kyiv, while a multi-billion-dollar aid package remains stalled in Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson hasn't brought the measure to a vote. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Everybody else in Washington, D.C. is in agreement that there's only one path forward, and that's put the Senate bill on the House floor for an up or down vote, and I guarantee it will pass with a strong bipartisan majority.
In New York, the United Nations Security Council met to debate arms transfers to Ukraine. The divided body offered conflicting views between Russia and the United States. A spokesperson for the UN's Representative for Disarmament Affairs listed arms deals between Russia, North Korea, and Iran.
Since last September, Russia has procured over 11,000 shipping containers of munitions and munitions-related material from the DPRK in violation of the UN arms embargo on the DPRK. We continue to be concerned about reports Russia seeks to procure ballistic missiles from Iran.
But Russia's envoy, Vasily Nebenzia, put the blame on Ukraine, claiming that country has been all but defeated but is now changing tactics.
Ukraine has long transitioned to the tactic of terrorist attacks. In this way, the Kyiv leadership is trying to divert the attention of its populace, and it is trying to demonstrate its ability to do damage to the Russian Federation, to its Western sponsors.
Charges dismissed by Ukraine's Sergei Kislytsia.
Few dozen air defense systems and a sufficient number of modern jets, and there will be no problem of Russian jets and bombs.
Former United States Army officer Karen Kwiatkowski spoke to the council.
The aid-dependent and logistically impaired Ukrainian army has become a slaughterhouse for Ukrainian men, a disaster for their families, over 10 million of whom now live outside of Ukraine and may never return.
A senior fellow with the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft is Anatole Levin. He says while Russia has been the aggressor in Ukraine, the United States and the West are trying to police the world.
The world is a very big and very complicated place, and we can't control it all, and we shouldn't try to, because if we do, we will get ourselves into endless amounts of trouble.
Levin says if Russia makes a deal with Iran, it could be a major escalation.
America has gone to South Korea for supplies of artillery shells, and Russia has gone to North Korea, to Iran. And the problem there, of course, is that it would be extremely surprising if the North Koreans and Iranians did not want in return Russian help with upgrading their own military technology, above all missile technology.
And in local news, everyone in New York City knows the rent's too damn high. On Thursday, a study released by the Rent Guidelines Board showed a 200% increase in evictions in the city, too. Meanwhile, in Albany, the state is considering weakening the recently passed good cause eviction law. It's a law that requires landlords to have a good reason for evicting someone. A coalition of advocates was at City Hall on Friday. Assemblymember Marcella Mitoy.
The tenants are here. They are speaking up. They are sharing their voices. They know what we need to protect tenants. Let's pass good cause. Woo! 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 and no rollbacks of anything.
The study said wages are down 6.1% in the city, 13% of renters miss one or more payments, and New Yorkers in homeless shelters increased nearly 10%. Paul DiRienzo, New York.